Questions 1 to 4.
You will hear a telephone conversation between a male insurance agent and a female client who wants to make changes to her policy. Good morning. Tauber Insurance Company. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want to alter my insurance policy.
Is that for your house, contents or vehicle?
My vehicle.
Can you give me the number of the policy, please?
Certainly. I have it here in front of me. It's ZQW5009.
And what make and model of car is it?
It's a Mazda Marvel.
And what's the CC rating?
Sorry, what do you mean?
How big is the engine? Is it 1,500 or 1,800cc, for example?
Oh, that. It's actually much bigger than that. It's 2,500cc.
Thank you. Now, I just have to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. What name is the policy under?
Heathcote.
Let me just bring that up on the computer. Yes, can I just confirm your first name, please?
Well, my first name is Lisa, but I'm known by my middle name, Marie.
Right. I see both here, but Lisa is the one I want for ID purposes. And your date of birth, Lisa? I mean, Marie.
The 22nd of August, 1955.
Correct.
Question 5 to 8.
You'll hear an interview with someone who started the activity known as free running.
Sebastian, you routinely jump across rooftops to get from A to B. Why exactly?
It's always been a real passion for me, but I think it's become more than that. It's a part of my life. It's like asking someone, why are you walking? They say it's simply because they can, and for me, it's the same with free running. When we were young, my friend and I used to practice climbing around, just like any kids. We just kept moving, never stopped, until it turned into something special. First, it turned into a lifestyle, and then into a real discipline.
Just watching you in action makes me tired. Do you have to be fit to be a free runner?
To start with, you don't have to be so fit. In fact, I often prefer beginners who start with not such a healthy body. If you can't do stuff because your body is not ready, you naturally start at a low level. When you get somebody who has done some sport, they often want to do something too impressive too soon.
Just one wrong step could see you fall and splatter on the floor, though. Surely it's just too dangerous.
Yeah, of course there is risk, but there is risk everywhere.
Questions 9 through 12.
You will hear Catherine and Andrew, students at a business school, discussing their experiences and views of business.
Well, Catherine, I've only been on the course for a few weeks, but you're in your third and final year.
Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel. It's hard doing it part-time.
Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, on balance, yes, very much. It's not perfect, of course. The teaching staff vary in their commitment, but I think I've been lucky in getting the more dynamic ones. And most of the students are fine. There are a few oddballs. And there's such a mix of backgrounds and expertise, which comes out in the really wide range of presentations we get. One downside is the number of books and journals we're expected to get through. Some weeks it's just been too much.
Yes, I'm finding that already. What have you particularly enjoyed?
One thing that struck me is how much each person is capable of contributing. We have these online chat rooms and email lists, so you can stay in touch with each other. But nobody says anything special. And then when we have the class sessions, suddenly everyone comes to life and you get some great exchanges of ideas.
Interesting. And what are you working on at the moment?
We've got a tough assignment. They've given us a case study about a company's plans to rebrand, and we have to go through all the figures, sales, research, etc., and comment on them. It's supposed to give us practice in drawing conclusions from the figures available, but it's hard.
I know, I'm not ready for that kind of thing yet.
This is the end of part 2.